Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio shows. This is the episode or the edition of Flashback Fridays with Sister Pucci, coming to you again, Minister McCarty, to bring you another evening of rejoicing in the Word and praising our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the great I Am in song. You know, I was meditating today, and one of the things that I had such joy this morning. And when you realize that each day that God gives you is an opportunity for you to be rejoiceful, then you will begin to have that unshakable joy as well. You know, it's more than being happy. Joy is something that Christ said, I leave with you my joy. So that type of joy is a supernatural joy that cannot be completely explained in human terms because it's in the spiritual and not in the natural. But one of the things that I wanted to share with you was Psalms 143rd chapter, the 8th verse, which speaks to what I'm trying to say. It says, let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way that I should go, for to you I entrust my life. And that's how we should feel with our walk, our Christian walk, that we trust God, that we trust Christ, that we trust Him with our life. And every day we feel that unfailing love because He's woke us up and allow us to have another day full of grace and full of mercy. And so we just need to stop for a minute and breathe that in. And when you exhale, exhale all the cares of the world, cast them onto Christ, and watch your joy begin to swell. It definitely would swell. Again, meditate this week on Psalms 143, chapter 143, in the 8th verse. Just by. All right. Announcements coming up on the 30th of June is the Y4C show, where youth will take over this studio, which stands for Youth for Christ. They're going to take over this studio. And then on May the 1st, we have Minister Kimberly Horvath with her Christian life coaching. I wanted to let everybody know that Bible study is still available. It's the spirit within us. Elder Faye worked really hard on it, and I know it will bless you. So if you go to our website, www.JourneyHomeMinistries.org, you will be able to get the latest episodes of all the shows that we have to offer: House of Inspiration, Bible Study, Christian Life Coaching, the Youth Show, as well as my show. So definitely visit the website and enjoy the resources that we have worked so hard to put out there for you. Also, there is a DJ, Christian DJ conference coming to Chicago July the 22nd and the 23rd. I wanted to let everybody know about it. It is, a Christian DJ conference. It's July 22nd and 23rd of this year. If you want to register, full registration is $40.08. There's a Tuesday night concert for just $5.10, okay, DJ and artist showcase. There's a Wednesday night concert, $5.10. You can become a sponsor, you can become a vendor. And all you have to do is go to guestlistapp.com/events/206661, or go to my Facebook page, www.facebook.com/SisterPucci1, and the link to the registration will be there for you. Okay, so everyone in the Chicagoland area, come on out come on out, support the Christian DJs. It will be a blessed time. Definitely will be a blessed time. And don't forget that Bible study is something that's very important, because we need to feed ourselves the Word of God each and every day. So I want to make sure that people go to Bible study and that it, you know that it is available. I know I said that once, but I want you to make sure that you really get it. Okay. All right. We're going to get ready for the show. And first up on the mic, we're going to have, let's see, Demolition Man by the Anointed Poet, Robert Sales. One moment. Here we go.
I'm the Demolition Man. Well, tear down walls where I stand. Yes, I do. I'm the Demolition Man. And by faith, he then comes.
Yes, it does.
Cause that's God's plan, yeah.
I thank God for the opportunity to be the man he's called me to. I speak healing over my body and it's done. My mind, body, and spirit breathe as one. Every word I speak tears down another wall of illness the devil thought could remain. I stop at every store of sickness in my body and shop for anything I need to take out as I begin to clear them all things not of God, not of God. The stripes of Jesus cut up illness, so I chop them into indistinguishable pieces until they are no longer in me as I kill all symptoms not of God, and I am healed still. Afterwards, the Holy Spirit of God begins to heal my body as I keep claiming my healing until the devil's presence.
He never will know illness. Tear me down when I speak healing where I stand, yeah. I'm tearing down walls cause I'm a demolition man, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing the plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing
my life.
The surface which was scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I am abolishing all disease, all sickness. All symptoms I throw in the mosh pit, I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I keep claiming my healing.
When I seek healing comes. Because of my faith in God, it's already done. Thank you, Jesus, for the stripes that gave me power. I can conquer every pain. The devil's out in power. You need to know you can be a demolition man. Cause of my faith in God,
it's already done.
When I speak healing,
the
healing comes, yeah.
No longer do I worry because I'm demolishing plans of the enemy for my life. I'm polishing the surfaces which were scraped from random attacks on me. And from this day forward, as I destroy the devil, I'm abolishing all disease, all sickness, all symptoms I throw in a mosh pit. I watch them bump and fight each other until they are no more. I watch the evil kingdom easily destroyed. I am bored. I witness no more demons left standing on the floor. I keep speaking healing over my body until it's completely restored. For alone, I have nothing. But with God, I'm the demolition man. Destroying every attack of the enemy, all his plans.
Put your faith in God.
Taking no prisoners. Waking up all listeners. He who has an ear, let him hear. I eat up the enemy like T-bone steaks and sizzlers. We are all demolition against the enemy. Destroying the devil while God fixes it. So let's grab our Bible, speak and proclaim. We believe it's already done by faith, and we will see. And from this day forward, God's power will forever reign. Forever reign.
Demolition Man.
That was Demolition Man by the Anointed Poet talking about kicking down strongholds. I love it. All right, we're going to be moving right on with the show, and next up on the mic is Rosalind with Might As Well Confess, because we might as well do it. God sees what we're doing anyway. So we might as well just confess. All right, all right. that was Might As Well Confess by Rosalind. And you know, God knows everything that's going on in our life day by day, things that we haven't even thought of doing yet, he knows. So we might as well confess all our sins, and even for those we don't know we're doing, confess those too. All right, everyone, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. This is the edition of Flashback Fridays with your host, Sister Poochie, that's me, and we're just hanging out listening to some older stuff that we used to play on the radio for over the last 7 years. But as I promised you, I said we would definitely be featuring new artists on Flashback Friday, and God has made a way, and God has given us a new artist, I See the Great. And he has a new song out about The Commission. It's called The Commission. And one of the things, before I play this, I want to let you know this is a young man, 25 years old. He's been walking with Christ for a while now. He used to write secular music, but he found that it wasn't challenging anymore. It was too easy, so he started working on music for our Father and to honor our Savior. And so far, this is his first single that he's ever put out dedicated to his Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Also, he's working on an album, and we're going to feature him again on Y4C show June the 30th. So that's in a couple more days. So if you want to get some people to listen to it, definitely June the 30th. We're going to replay it. And also, we're going to be working on getting him in the studio for an interview. Okay. Now, I'm really excited because I love having, you know, I love all the artists from the past, but I love the artists that is coming up, and I know you're going to love this song. I actually flipped out of my mind when I heard it because it's just to the point. I love the beat, everything about it. You can't compare it to anything. And if you hold on for just 1 minute, we're going to cue this sucker up, and we're going to listen to it. But before I start that, if you want to contact I See the Great, you can see email him at icthegreat@gmail.com. All right, let's queue up The Commission. And everybody, hold on to your hats. Here we go. Next up on the mic is I See the Great. This is The Commission, and here we go.
Yo, what it do? This be your boy, I See the Great.
You know.
And, you know, a lot of things that's going on in the world, we need the Lord's help.
We do.
So feel me. Get it. Yo. Lord, help me. Life without you feel so empty. Don't want to be consumed by this world, Satan. You trying to tempt me. Getting high, always the answer. My circumstances still convict me. My wrongdoings, man, yeah, man, it still afflicts me. Pray I get right for the Messiah, come and get me. God gave me a new look, yeah, look at 50. Wanna live clean unto the Lord, not filthy. I hope these words in the church of heart, I hope you feel me. This walk is not easy, so-called genuine folks will do you greedy deceit. In a full manifested form, leaving your spirit uneasy. God on the cross, so we can be in the land of the living, leave the way to Lord.
I'm in the midst of this commission, I ain't waiting for nobody that's been trying to hold me back.
Satan is a liar, I decree we go higher. His devices ain't scaring me, I'm a candidate for true life ministry. Jesus be my energy, won't stop until I make it better. Keep it real, no time to fake it. I'm going hard, no more waiting, doing God's work requires patience. Missing your wealth when you in midst of stagnation. Sell out to Jesus, don't be a people pleaser, selling your soul. For a little or nothing, think you got it all. Pride come before a fall, Lord, I surrender all.
Under subjection, I ain't hating. Got my mind on my Father's business, so I can proceed. The reason why I stay down on my knees, praying and reading. If you think I'm
All right, all right. That was the debut of The Commission by I.C. the Great on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online shows, and we would like to extend a hearty welcome to you. Welcome to the family. I hope you make yourself at home. We love you, and we're going to keep playing and pushing this music. And also, when you get that album out, make sure you let us know. Definitely. All right. Don't forget, if you want to, you know, and as I've always said, for one moment, is a kind word goes a long way. If you were digging that song along with me, it would be wonderful if you would drop him an email. And it is ISEEDAGREAT@gmail.com. A kind word goes a long way. So if you have time, send him a note. All right, everybody, we're moving on. Now it's time for the dance break. But hold up. Wait a minute. Before we go there, I got to go back to the reading for the week. Psalms 143rd chapter, the 8th verse. And it says, "Let the morning bring me word of your unwavering love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life." It is about talking about totally trusting in God with everything in your life. Not some things, everything that's in your life. When you say you put your trust in him and every day you wake up because he loves you so much that he woke you up individually to start your day and to complete the works that he's begun in you. And so everybody, I want you to meditate on that. If you need additional help or want to talk about it, hit me up at Sister Poochie at journeyhomeministries.org. That's SISTAPOOCHIE. Or if you want this email, spiritual counseling at journeyhomeministries.org, you can do that as well. And we'll be happy to discuss that chapter and verse with you. All right, everybody, we're flashing back, way back for the dance break to December 2nd, 2011. DJ Frankie Vi did this mix for us, and it's only the 6th one on Flashback Friday, but it was the 22nd mix that he done for the show that we did every week, and it was done on 2011. So it without further ado, we're going to listen to the dance break. Now, the purpose of the dance break is for you to get out of your seats, all right, and dance and rejoice and celebrate the Lord. And then the second part of it is to figure out what the DJ is trying to minister to you, because he has his own ministry. This is DJ Frankie Vibe, our resident DJ, and we are proud put this on Flashback Friday. I hope you enjoy it. Let's go back to 2011. Let's go.
It's time for DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break. Thanks for checking out DJ Frankie Vibes Gospel House Break.
All right. That was our resident DJ Frankie Vibe bringing the Gospel House sound to the Journey Home Outreach Ministry. Okay, don't forget, everyone, the 2014 Christian DJ Conference is being held in Chicago, Illinois. Our ministry is based in Chicago, Illinois, so we're very excited that we're the host city for this. Now, if you want to attend, the prices are very reasonable. I'm going to send you to the registration page. It's guestlistapp.com/events/206661. Now, if you can't find it that way, you can always go to my Facebook page, which is open to the public, and you can see the link on my Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/SisterPoochie1. All right. I forgot to tell you that I see the great. His real name is Isaiah, and his Facebook is Isaiah David Choice. So you can find him on Facebook that way. We'll give you more information about him on the Y4C show. But for right now, we got to keep on moving with today's show, which is Flashback Friday. Let's see what we have up next on the microphone. We're going to go with I Shall Not Be Moved with Supreme High Energy. Everybody enjoy.
What you need what to you do, need to do. See, when my God is finished with you, I can't be moved. Only my God has a tool. I can't be moved. He's my Jehovah. He's my provider. He's a Messiah. Behind me, 'cause that's my God, you see. Yeah.
right. That was I Shall Not Be Moved by Supreme High Energy. You know, a lot of DJs like to mix that in with some of their gospel mixes because it's so great, it's so high, and it's definitely Supreme Energy that he's bringing out. Okay, next up on the mic. Before we go to next on the mic, I want to go back to the reading for the week. I love songs. Maybe because I'm a spoken word poet myself. Yeah, spoken word poets. Any spoken word poet out there, please, if you want to be featured on the show, email me at sisterpoochie@journeyhomeministries.org. We'd love to have more spoken word artists on our Grace Our Stage. And just email me your information, and I'll get back to you on when you will be featured on the show. Now, Psalms 143rd, chapter 8, verse, let the morning bring me words of your unfailing love. Let me wake up in the morning and know about your unfailing love. For I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go. For to you I entrust my life. Imagine trusting God so much that you trust him with your whole entire life. It takes a while for us to get that level of trust because we are human. We make mistakes. We try to do everything that God asks us to do. But by nature, we are sinners, and sometimes we sin without even knowing it. So just remember that Jesus said, I will give you unspeakable joy if your mind is steadfast on him. So keep him steadfast in your life. Keep him first in your life. What you live for, what you breathe for, what you act for, what you speak about. Keep him first in your life, and he will give you his joy. Now, his joy is some supernatural joy, and that will keep you happy in any situation, under any circumstances, the peace and the joy of our Savior Jesus Christ. Okay, we're going to move on to Rhonda Hayden by special request. We're going to listen to Praise. I love this. I've always loved this. I was so happy when it debuted several years ago on the Journey Home Outreach Ministries online radio show. But here we go, Rhonda Hayden with Praise.
Loud to him, for he set the heavens the I am that I am. Locked arms with his creation, took off immortality because of love, bled and died just to set the brother free. And the sisters have been loosed, said an oracle of God, but we've gone beyond the veil, and on demons we shall trod. To him be all praise, for the oceans bow when they meet the sand. The thunder rolls, the lightning flash, in reverence of the man that holds the land in the very palm of his hand. An awesome wonder, yes, is he, the lover of my soul. He's our banner, our Nisi. Listen.
All right. That was by special request, Praise by Rhonda Hayden. Hey, if that is a favorite song that you've heard on our radio show, let me know, and I'll definitely play your request. Also, if you want to be a featured artist on Flashback Friday, because I said we will be featuring new artists, I want to thank Isaiah David Chosen. That's where you can find him at on Facebook, for submitting his single The Commission for us to debut new on the show. But if you're an artist out there, spoken word artist, even a DJ, and you want to be featured on Flashback Fridays, give me an email at sistapoochie at journeyhomeministries.org. And while you're there, go to Bible study. It's the most important thing that you can do is study the Word of God. The Word of God is our food. The Word of God is our protection. The Word of God is our everything. And if we don't saturate ourselves with it, how can we then stand up to the enemy and tell him exactly to his face what God said? What God said. All right, everybody, you're going to get me and turn this into a sermon today. I hope you enjoyed Flashback Friday. Oh, you know, I'm just so forgetful tonight. The Flashback Friday facts for the week is that Sister Poochie, that's me, used to do 10-minute video sermons real quick for people to watch in the morning, and I used to do it every day. And if you Google Sister Poochie, then all the shows and the videos will come up. So again, I used to every morning get up and do a live video And yes, I will be getting back to something similar to that one of these days. But definitely go ahead and check that out. And it's been a pleasure as always. I love the people who are listening live, and I love the people who listen later. I just love you guys. This is why I'm here for you, okay, to serve you, children of God. You have a wonderful day. Don't forget the reading for the week. Wake up knowing that God loves you, okay? Put your trust completely in him, completely in him, and let him guide you to the steps that he wants you to take. It comes like this. Let the morning bring me word of your unfailing love, for I have put my trust in you. Show me the way I should go, for to you I entrust my life. Psalms 143, chapter in the 8th verse. Everyone, be blessed. We're going to roll out of here like we always roll out of here with Society Hill Music's How Great Thou Art. And I want everybody to join me back here next Friday for Flashback Friday. Don't forget to support the youth and see us on the 30th. Listen to the show that's going to be broadcast at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. All right. How Great Thou Art by Society Hill Music. Everyone, peace, blessings, and love. I'm out. We'll be right back.